now.
The Scott Williams Show continues
on Dublin's Q102.
Have your say. Call 850-6597 or text 57102 for 20 cents.
That's us, 850-6597 on the phone, 57102 for 20 cents on the text. It's Monday, and on Monday, it's all about you, old consumer-y one. The Chief Executive of the Consumer Association of Ireland, Dermot Toole, is here in studio. Good evening, sir.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
It's that time, Dermot. What do we got here? Today is the 12th of the 12th, 11, which means that we have, you know, a few days left to do a bit of Christmas shopping. And we were wondering just perceptually for people whether, with the current economic climate, whether it's actually busier or quieter kind of this year. Is it busier in some areas and quieter in others? So we went in the streets today and asked just exactly that. So what have you noticed when you've been doing your shopping? Is it quieter or busier in the shops that you frequent?
Quieter so far, but hopefully now the last 2 weeks it'll pick up. Working in a retail centre, I found that's much quieter this year.
Last year was much busier. This year, you can see the difference in shopping, in everything, in clothes, in food, in everything. People are spending less and saving, try to save a little bit.
Seems to be a bit quieter than other years before. I prefer when it's much quieter to go shopping anyway.
Definitely quieter.
Much quieter this year. Less money, and anybody that has it doesn't want to spend it.
I think it's a bit quieter, to tell you the truth. It's just the way things are at the moment, like, you know.
A lot quieter this year. I think the people have less money.
Very quiet. I mean, the money has gone very, very down, and it's harder for the people like myself that's on social welfare to do Christmas shopping.
Been a little bit busier, all right, than last year. Obviously, the weather, I think, was putting a lot of people off, so, yeah, been a lot busier.
The Scott Williams Show. Follow us on Twitter. Q102 SW Show. Or call 01-850-6597.
So, Dermot, has it been quieter for you? Or busier? Have you done any shopping yet? Of course you wouldn't have.
Not really, no.
You've got someone who looks after that for
that's,
you.
We try to pick one day and do as much as we can. Yeah. But it has been, I think, for most, noticeably quieter.
Quieter, yeah.
And that said, I think also it needs to be borne in mind that it was even said to me, a lot of people out, but they're not necessarily purchasing. But that said, a lot of people are purchasing online these days, so it's there are bound to be differentials there. But, money without a doubt is tighter, so it's going to be different.
Of course it is. You can join the conversation on Facebook. It's facebook.com. Look for Dublin's Q102. John says, I think it's quieter, mainly because of finances. Peter Walsh was at Navan Shopping Centre last week. The place was hopping. And it's not exactly your Blanche or your Liffey Valley, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So it's obviously all happening in Navan. Sean Kelly, mostly quieter. I shopped the last few weekends and it's been pretty easy to park and move around shopping. That's always the big sign, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there somewhere to park? Jamie says, much quieter this than last year for sure. People are struggling to survive in the country, let alone shop at Christmas time. Susan Phelan, oh my God, are you kidding? Blanchard Centre was mental today from 10 o'clock onwards. Crazy busy over there now. Town very quiet, says Liam. And the shopping centres are quite busy, says Louise, but never more than two people in front of the till. And the parking is fine too. That really is the thing. Mm. Really busy, says Louise. Where are you shopping? Drove all around Blanche Car Park forever yesterday and then was parked out nearly in Clonsill and had to walk all the way back.
So, a couple of recession-proof areas, definitely.
What recession? 850-6597 is the number. 850-6597. Or text 57102 for 20 cents and we call you straight back. But it's all about your consumer problems. Darwin's here to give advice. Hello, Mags.
Hello.
Mags is in Airfield. Now, you bought a car which advertised road tax paid, yeah?
That's right, for the first 3 years. A brand new car. Yes.
Which says, and your tax is paid for 3 years.
That's correct, yes. Lovely.
Michael Noonan is putting motor tax up from the 1st of January, Dermot.
Absolutely.
Are they going to tax it at the new higher rate for you, Mags?
This is what I wanted to ask Dermot about. The fact that the insurance tax is going up by 56 euros from next year, and that's only probably the first of increases for remainder of the 3 years.
Yeah, so what exactly was the offer? 3 years free road tax, was it?
That's right, yeah.
So, Dermot, would that be 3 years road tax at the prevailing rate for 3 years?
It would be, unless it specifies that it's 3 years at a particular
rate or a fixed rate. Yeah.
Then, no, Mags, you're entirely right to assume that whatever the cost is, unless it's very specifically specified, no, they will be paying for the 3 years,
yep,
regardless of what the cost is.
Got to be.
Right.
And you can ring them and make sure that you outline that you were speaking to Scott myself, and that's the way it should be. You have a binding contract.
Good. Okay. Well, that's great to know that, Dermot.
Great.
Thanks very much for that.
All right, Mags.
Hey, welcome.
Thanks,
take care, Mags.
Bye-bye. 8506-597 is the number, whatever your consumer query might be. Dermot's here to give advice. And Marie's in Kilmainham. Hello, Marie. Hello, Marie. Marie, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, would you turn off the radio?
Yep. How you doing?
It feeds back, Marie, you see, and it gives Dermot a headache, unfortunately. Now, Marie has two boys, Dermot. They go to the UK to see their dad eat somewhere. Now, while they're gone, she does up their room. Sneaky. Get them away. Mum does up the room.
Very good.
They're still doing that even when I was a young fella. Now, in August 2008, she bought two double beds in the furniture store, and when they came home, the whole room had been painted and done up, etc., etc., etc. The following year, she's having visitors over, so she went to turn the mattress. You hadn't turned it in a year, Marie, is that right?
No.
But when she did, she found the bases on both of them had rusted all over the mattress. So that's a year's worth of contact on the springs, was it?
There's no springs involved. Well, the mattress was covered in rust.
Rust.
It took on the shape of the base of the bed.
Right.
And the base of the bed was just a metal base.
Right, so a metal base that rusted. So you went back to the shop with your photos and all, yeah?
I did. I took digital photographs again.
Very good.
Actually, it was the August of the following year, because again, while they were away, so it was a regular thing with them going over to see Dad and blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so I decided to give them their bedroom a good clean, and was horrified as I turned over the mattress and found.
In fact, you saw this. And when you went into the store with your photographs, what did they tell you? Did he say, "I'll talk to the manufacturer"? Is that what he said?
Well, yeah, he did. Yeah. Now, the guy who sold them to me was very, very nice, and you know, he said, "Look, that's disgraceful." The first time I went in with the photographs, the man who sold the beds to me wasn't there. There was a man I spoke to, which in turn turned out to be the manager of the store that I bought them from, but I didn't know that on that occasion.
Okay.
And he said, come back. So I did go back. He said, come back to the guy who sold them to you. And I did a few weeks later. And so the man who sold the beds to me was horrified at the photograph and said, okay, we'll ring the supplier.
Yeah, so he was horrified. What's he done about it then?
Nothing.
How long ago is it since you were in there?
I would have been in there probably the last time, maybe 5 or 6 months ago. Now, I have to say, the last 18 months has been horrendous here, because my father's in hospital dying now. He's 91. Phew. And so we've had a terrible 18 months, you know.
Yeah.
And so the shop where I bought them would be quite local. So I would pop in kind of en route to and from work and kind of say, look, what's happening? This guy hasn't rang me. Oh, Murray, he's in Waterford or he's in Galway.
Yeah. So, Dermot, we're not seeing any action, really, from here.
No. Now, Marie, just to get this right, it would be now 5 or 6 months since you last called into them.
Probably not even that, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay,
you know?
Okay. Yeah. You see, you can imagine, almost human nature, they are probably thrilled because they reckon you've forgotten about it and just left. So what I suggest you do is that you call back into them at the very, in all honesty, try and do it the next couple of days.
Yeah.
And tell them, I mean, just simply say to them, I was waiting for your call, I was waiting for you to come back to me, and you didn't. So tell them you've been speaking to Scott and myself, and that you appreciate, and we all appreciate, that they were shocked and horrified and displeased at the way your bed had turned out, but that they need to do something about it. Mm-hmm. So would you explain to them that in advance of having to rush to the small claims court to try to take some action for a remedy, that you would prefer, that we would all prefer, that they would try and resolve the matter for you, and as it's Christmas, in the next week.
In the next week would be nice, Marie.
What would be the outcome?
That's the outcome you want.
We're a typical Irish person, just hate complaining.
I know, but you're...
We're terrible, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to.
I mean, the beds and the mattresses, I actually sit in here on the bed here with the receipts.
Yeah.
€908 I paid them. And then I bought a bed and a mattress from them.
But Marie, you got to go in and give this man, you know, all of a whole long week to sort you.
Mm.
But that
Dermot's advice, that's reasonable.
They can get something out of stock and replace this.
Yes, they can.
And if they don't, what's the...
Small
claims court, and you'll be looking for a refund as opposed to a replacement. And it will serve them a lot better, believe you me, for
much
all
cheaper,
sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
Just replace your your bed.
That's our
feeling. And the mattress.
And mattress. Oh, absolutely. Particularly the mattress, because...
There's two of them.
It works
well,
exactly.
Both of them.
The dampness and the rust would work both ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's great, Scott. Thanks for your help.
Okay.
Thank you.
And let me know how you get on, Marie, won't you?
I will indeed, yeah.
Merry Christmas to you too. There's Marie there in Kilmainham. 8506-597 is the number. Dermatule is here in studio. I'm currently a three-bill customer looking to change my bill to meter. Another mobile phone, Dermot, your favourite.
Lovely.
I began searching for the ideal plan for me and I found a great offer. From Meteor, who are by an online exclusive on the Meteor website, €25 a month, you get these packages, 200 minutes, unlimited text, a gig of internet, and unlimited text to any network.
Lovely.
Follow each link, and as I have an iPhone, I selected the micro SIM card after this link. I'm brought to another link where I must select my plan. This is where the problem arises. I have to pick between two offers, either €15 or €40 a month, and the €25 a month offer is gone. It can't be selected. I've emailed twice through Meteor's complaint and comment system, leaving my number and my email address, but I received no reply. I then rang the customer service on the 30th of November. The lad on the phone for the customer service, he was very, very helpful. Couldn't explain why I couldn't avail the offer. He opened the website from his computer and did the same process as me and got the same result. He took my name and number and said he would email the team in charge of the website to see what the problem is. I asked him to get them to contact me as I wish to avail of the offer.
Yes.
But I don't have the confidence to sort this issue out. Is there any chance you can advise me on what I can do? Says Mark Ray.
Well, Mark, you just need, you do need to not be behind the
have
door.
Have a bit
you've
more
got
confidence,
the confidence
Mark.
You have.
Yeah,
just
you know
bring them back
want.
Up and tell
yeah.
them you've been on and you wanted a avail of one of their products.
Yeah.
You were told you'd be helped. That help hasn't been forthcoming,
mm-hmm.
and you'd like it now, there and then. And
yeah.
they should be able to even do this for you over the
on the spot.
On the spot.
Yeah. No mess.
So just get back in touch. Tell them what's happened. Mm. If you want, mention ourselves, and that we would be loving to hear back that you've had a successful, successfully complete a new contract.
And you can mention Dermot Jewell's name here in the Scott Williams Show on Dublin's Q102. Mm. Now, Mark, I want to make one thing very plain, though. Neither I nor Dermot are recommending you take that offer, or indeed any offer, from any mobile phone operator.
Absolutely.
At any level per month of euros, our texts, our internet usage, our iPhones, our non-iPhones, or anything else. I want to make that abundantly clear. We are not recommending anything to you other than you're the consumer, you are the king, you assess your needs, and you decide what you want to buy. Callcosts.ie, Dermot.
That's the one. That's the site to visit.
Comrade have callcosts.ie, callcosts, one word, .ie. And on there, they've all the packages in the Irish world. Everything from all the providers. And you can go through it and choose the one that best suits you, Mark.
Yes. Just now, key in what you use, and that's
it. And my advice to you would be to take the advice from that website, and certainly not from me and Dermot, because we don't do mobile phones.
The Scott Williams Show.
With Sunway Holidays and Delta Airlines, bringing you to the US for less for Viva Las Vegas breaks.
The way it is in Dublin.
8506-597 is the number on the phone. 57102 for 20 cent on the text. And Jackie should be there. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Jackie, you don't want to know. Me and Dermot have our woes, but I think you probably have enough turmoil in your own life, really, without listening to us, Jackie.
I have four children. Yeah.
Okay.
You've got enough problems. Now, remember Jackie last week, Dermot, her treadmill?
Did I do?
And she got the guy, she bought one to pick it up, and he never got it back, and she called him and got into the manufacturer and all that. So what is the update, Jackie?
The update is that he got very aggressive with me on the phone, basically said that I was accusing him of stealing my treadmill.
And where are you?
By no means. He had my treadmill, so if he wanted to put it down that way as theft,
yes.
he still has my treadmill. The last text that I received from him was basically telling me that he's no longer taking part in this and that his business colleague will be in contact with me in due course.
What does due course mean, Dermot? Yeah.
Could mean anything. This is the point. Could be years hence.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, well...
So where are we going next
you're,
now?
You're dealing with a lovely...
Jackie, you've tried your best with this now. You've tried your best with
this. Well, the first text I ever got from this guy was when I registered post that letter last week.
Mm. Oh, yes, we're not shocked there.
We thought that.
Yeah.
So where does Jackie go next, Dermot?
Jackie, just to get this right in my mind, you had not paid by credit card, isn't that right?
No.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay, realistically, there are two things left. One, the easy route is to refer the matter to the small claims court.
Right.
It's a little bit unusual, but you won't necessarily... Well, you will be putting the full details of the problem with the treadmill,
right.
But you need to add on at the end the fact that it was taken away, how long ago that was, mm-hmm. everything you tried to do to have it resolved, and the fact that you've been... it completely and utterly ignored, and that's you just write all this down,
yeah.
Pay the 19 euro fee, and then you can walk away from that.
Yeah,
you
that
know
was
what I mean?
19, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, 19. No. 19.
Well, 19 euro, okay. Jackie. Courts.ie is the website.
They'll download the form for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So take that. Now, as I say, the other go at the small claims court and see what comes back from that. One, I would suggest to you that under no circumstances do you have to bother engaging with this individual or his representatives,
mm-hmm.
From this point onwards. And you are quite entitled to say, well, I did everything I could to try to stop this. The only way this will be resolved is in an actual payment to me. That's if anybody does do anything. But I would most certainly not get involved in texting under any circumstances.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So that's as much as you can do. We prefer not to advise people to go to court, Jackie, to be honest, but I don't think you have any other option, really.
Well, I don't think so, because he's not... I mean, as I said, the first reply I got was when you got the letter.
Well,
yes.
There we are, Jackie. That'll be your number one Christmas present. Judgment in the small claims court against this dude.
Okey-doke.
Nice.
All right,
thanks.
Take care, Jackie.
Cheers.
Bye-bye, Jackie, there in... well, not so bad, but really, it's awful when people get ignored like that. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Scott.
Patrick's in Rathgarn. He's getting ignored as well, dammit. Oh. And your car was robbed, is that right, Patrick?
I was robbed on Halloween night, Scott.
Yeah, well, we don't need to know all the details of the robbery. So you were insured fully comp, yeah?
Fully comp.
Did you go through the 30 days of...
Went through the 30 days waiting. I done all the running around for them. I got the driver licence history. I dug up the logbook.
Yeah.
And everything for them.
And did you fill out a statement for the assessor and all of that stuff?
Yeah, okay. I met the assessor on the scene the next day and made a GAD report, everything.
Everything right?
Yeah.
So why haven't they paid you?
Basically, what they're trying to say is I had the key in my possession. I was in where I live at the time, and basically they're trying to say that the car was sold 4 years ago from the UK and only had one key with it. So basically what they're trying to say is that key hadn't been used for the last 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
And it was a taxi, like, it was used every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It was even used the day that was taken. So, I have no recourse, that's what they're saying, and I don't seem to have any recourse of where else to go.
Well, so they're suggesting that your car was laid up for 3 to 6 months?
I don't know, the implication is that I had the key in my possession, but
right.
I might have been taken with a different key, but there was no other key with it.
Right, so there's only
right.
one key with the car.
Yeah.
And it's in your pocket.
Yeah.
And this
I got them today. She rang me today, and I got her the name of the garage that sold it to me in the UK. I told her to ring them.
Yes.
It's confirmed that it was only sold with one key, and I haven't heard from her since.
Right, well, of course, they can trace all that back by the chassis
yeah.
number. Now, so, what kind of a car is it?
It was a Volvo.
A Volvo, okay. And what year Volvo?
04.
04 Volvo. And yeah. which model?
The S80, it was the executive type of massive
yes.
car, you know?
Yeah, the 04 Volvo S80. And so is the assessor suggesting to you that... What, then?
Basically, what they're suggesting is that the car shouldn't have been robbed.
Because it would be immobilised, wouldn't
couldn't
it?
Couldn't have been, yeah. That's what they're saying, yes.
Yeah, so but they're asking me... Like, how can it be robbed? But unless I was there at the time, I don't know. And that's the crux of the whole thing.
Right.
They're asking me how was it being robbed, and I don't know how it was robbed because I wasn't there.
And
you know what I mean?
Was the car recovered?
No, hasn't been recovered. I've been up to the police since.
Mm.
Very good. I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I have two mechanics that worked on the car. One 4 weeks before it was taken, and one during the summer. And it was a very distinctive key, Scott, because the spring, you know, if you press the button and the key flicks out like a flick knife?
Yes. yes.
The key was broke, so it used to just sort of flap around.
Right.
And both the mechanics are aware of it, and I've been asking them, and they know, they remember the key because it was distinctive because the key was broke.
Because of the floppy key, right, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do the insurance company want you to do now?
They don't want me to do that. They're just saying they're not paying out because their expert has said... that the key was not cut, or the key was not used within 3 to 6 months of the car being taken.
They took a reading off the key.
They said that they sent this to an expert, and he said there was a build-up of dirt on it, And if I had been using the key regularly, that build-up of dirt wouldn't have been on it.
Dermot.
Right. The next stage you need to go to there is to get in touch with the Irish Insurance Federation.
Yeah.
And tell them what's happened and that one of their members is refusing to pay out on a claim and that you want their internal investigation process now to kick in. That's the next stage you need to go to.
An internal investigation?
Yeah, I request that from the Irish. To explain, the Irish Insurance Federation is an umbrella for all of the insurance companies.
That's brilliant.
So you need to get in touch with the IIF, tell them the name of the company, don't tell us, tell them the name of the company, give them the details, and they will get in touch with their member and try as best they can to see if they can come to some form of a resolution or what's the problem.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been trying everything. Like, I've been really keeping the cool with them on the phone.
This is it, Patrick. Carry on with the cool, but take Dermot's advice and take it to the association. That's the way to go.
I will, of course. That's all I wanted to know, is just what the recourse was, because I tried online today. And it said that the insurance ombudsman has amalgamated to the financial services ombudsman.
Yeah. That's right.
And
you could spend a week going around online trying to find where to go. Yeah. The man has just told you where to go, Patrick.
That's it. That's fine.
Go to the IIF first.
Okay.
Listen, thanks very much, Dermot.
Take care. Welcome.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. That's Patrick there in Rathgar. It is Monday, and Dermot Jewell, the Chief Executive of the Consumers Association of Ireland, is here in the studio with me.
The Scott Williams Show.
With Sunway Holidays and Delta Airlines, bringing you to the US for less for Viva Las Vegas breaks. The way it is in Dublin.
Dermot Jewell, the Chief Executive of the Consumers Association of Ireland, is here with me on Monday. We do consumer queries. Dear Q102, I purchased red caviar from an oriental shop in Dublin and the date of expiry looks like you can wipe it off with your finger. I hate that, especially on a can. I guess, Dermot, the sense of this is that it just kind of, maybe it's wet or something, I don't know. Anyway, I'm afraid to use it. I think it looks very suspicious. I have no receipt for this. It was an offer from the shop. The offer was spend €50 and get a small can of caviar for free.
All right.
Please advise me what I can do, as this is on an ongoing basis from this shop. Thank you, EB.
Okay, there are three scenarios.
Three scenarios.
One, you can go back to the shop because it's special to them. They will recognise their own label and inquire and tell them you outline your concerns and ask them will they replace it or to perhaps show you some proof that they, you know, that there are other ones and they're all safe, etc., etc., where they got it from. The second one is because it came free, you can bid it. It's free.
It costs you nothing.
And the third element is if you really, really are concerned, but I would suggest you go to the store first before doing this. But if you're really, really concerned after that, then get in touch with the Food Safety Authority and tell them you're a little bit concerned about food being put onto the market, even if it is free, that just might have some kind of a risk. But only if you're sure, because in fairness now, it's worth going back to the store first to just make sure that everything's okay. And the interesting part is that you say it looks like it could smudge. I'm not saying I would try a tiny particle of it to see if it does come off. Maybe with a tissue, for example, just damp it on it to see if it actually does come off.
Mm.
It may just look strange.
Well,
try those.
There's your three options, which are free caviar, €50, spend €50 and get a small can free. 850-6597 is the number. And Ruth is in Clonshock. Hello, Ruth.
Hello, Scott.
Now, Ruth purchased a Nikon camera October 2010, Dermot. And the button on the top of our camera fell out, but not through any falls or bangs. Did you at any time drop this camera, Ruth?
No.
Did you bang it with a baseball bat?
No. I didn't really use it that often because I got a new phone in the meanwhile and I used the phone as the camera.
And you didn't sit on it or anything?
No, I didn't, no.
Right. Okay, so, and the button anyway fell out, Dermot, and she sent it off to the service department on the 9th of July last. So that would be, about nine months into its life. Now, you had a 2-year warranty with it, Ruth, is that right?
That's right, yeah. What happened was I purchased the camera in October, but I didn't actually give it to my daughter until December, so I actually only had 6 months of use.
Okay.
By the time I gave it, right? So I contacted Nikon through by email and explained the situation, and they told me to send it back, which I did. And then they emailed me and said that it wasn't covered under the warranty. And that I would have to send them 60-something euro.
67 year to have it fixed. And tell me, did you at any time go back to the shop that sold it to you?
We did go back to the shop, yes. We had to go back to the shop to get a copy of the receipt because we couldn't find it. And they told us that Nikon, you know, would sort it out for us, that it wouldn't be a problem. And, you know, so we went down that route instead.
Yeah.
But when they sent me out letter that it wasn't covered, and would I send them money, I then emailed them back again and I said that I wasn't happy with the situation and that it wasn't through any damage that it happened, that the button just fell off. And then they just emailed me back again and said that it was that kind of money. So then they just sent me back the camera and said, we received no response to our estimate. Therefore, your equipment is being returned to you without repair.
So, Dermot, when is a warranty not a warranty?
Well, it's an interesting point. I mean, there would have to be specifics outlining that they would be obviously saying that this is caused by Ruth herself.
So is there some exclusion clause in the warranty here? Maybe that
must be where they're saying if the damage is caused by whatever, then they will not repair
euros
it.
Worth, yeah.
Ruth, can I suggest that this is a little tricky, but can I suggest that you go back to the shop who told you to go to Nikon that there'd be no problem?
Yeah.
And tell them that you've had this problem. Yes, and tell them that the problem continues. And that they did sell you the camera with a 2-year warranty, and that because they've refused to repair it, you need them to explain to you why it's failing the warranty cover. And that, tell them you've been on to ourselves, to Scott and myself, and that we would all like to know what is the problem. But most importantly, as I say, that you would ask them, first of all, look, I did this the wrong way around. You told me to go to Nikon. Realistically, I'll be honest with you, Ruth, they should have taken the camera then and sent it themselves to Nikon on your behalf. But leaving that aside, get in touch with them, talk to them, ask them what they sold you 2-year warranty, how come it's not operative.
Yep.
Okay.
And then
okay.
At that stage, let us know how you're getting on, Ruth.
I will do. I'll email you back about that then.
All
perfect.
Right,
great. Okay, thanks for your help, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. Ruth there in Clonshock. My friend visited a charity shop locally where we live. She had a 4-month-old baby in his buggy with her. And when leaving, a member of staff asked to search where the baby sat as a security check. Is this allowed? Yes or no, Dermot? Or do you want to think about it?
Well, I would, in all honesty, I would assume no, unless they told you why.
Okay.
And now I know I'm being made. I don't intend to be. I'm not trying to be vague here.
Well, we let Dermot think about this one for a minute.
Dublin's Q102.
The Scott Williams Show.
With Sunway Holidays and Delta Airlines bringing you to the US for less for Viva Las Vegas breaks.
The way it is in Dublin.
850-6597 is the number. Dermot Jewell from the CAI is here. And John is in Clondalkin. Hey, John.
Hi, how's it going, lads? Are you all right?
We're fine. What happened to you, John?
Just a query, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
About 2.5 years ago, I went to a local bar in Newbridge.
Okay.
I won't give no names anyway, but...
So you just turned... Well, was you just went in... Were you on your own or were you in company?
No. I was with two friends of mine that live. They're from the area.
Okay. So the three of you go in for a pint,
just the three of us going out for a few old drinks, as you normally do on the weekend. And long story short, we got refused from the bar for being travellers because we're from the travelling community.
Okay.
But that's irrelevant. We basically, the guy at the door basically said, you're not coming in because you are a traveller.
Right.
Now, that's discrimination.
Oh, that's illegal, yes. Yeah.
So with that, I'm not from Newbridge. In the meantime, I used to go out with a girl in the UK, so I used to travel a lot to the UK and back. But this particular weekend, it was over in Ireland. And my cousin that lives in Newbridge, as the guy said that, a policeman walked by, which is a good friend of himself, because he's well-known and as respected in the area, him and his father. The policeman, as a witness, the doorman specifically said it again. He repeated, you're not coming in because you're a traveller.
Okay.
So therefore, you couldn't get better than a witness than a policeman. You know what I mean?
You would think not, yeah.
Yeah, so long story short, the lads said, we end up going home, walking away from the bar, more embarrassed than anything at all, to be honest with you.